You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey everyone, Stefan here from ProjectLifeMastery.com. And in this video, I'm going to share with you guys what is called the Life Mastery Circle. How you guys can use this to measure each aspect of your life to ensure that you're making progress and that you're living a life of balance. Now, this is a process that I originally learned from Tony Robbins at his Unleash the Power Within seminar. In fact, the first time I ever did this exercise was probably when I was 21, 22 years old. I had met Tony's brother-in-law, Scott Humphrey, who lives here in Vancouver. That's where Tony's wife's family is from. And he was putting on a little workshop to promote Unleash the Power Within. And that was the first time that I signed up and went to the seminar when I was about 21, 22 years old. And he took us through this process. And this process allows you to measure each area of your life, see exactly where you're at, see exactly where you're strong, where you're falling behind, and really make the necessary adjustments because you want to live a life of balance. You want to make sure that you're growing and you're improving yourself in every aspect of life. And this is something that's really made a big difference in my life and something that I've done on an ongoing basis ever since I learned it. And, you know, it's something that I've done every month for years. At one point, I was doing it every single week. I believe that the more that you can measure areas of your life, the more power that you're going to have in that area, the more you're going to be successful in that area. So the more that you check in on that, the more that you measure it, the more that you can make the necessary adjustments to make sure that you're on track. So this is something that I'm now integrating into my monthly goals reports. I've always kind of done this in private, but I want to do this more in public to hopefully inspire you guys to use this exercise in your life, to use this process to measure where you're at, to have a visual representation of it. And I just did a monthly goals report. If you guys saw that, I introduced this a little bit more and actually walked you through the different areas of my life and exactly where I'm at. I'm going to go over them again in this video, but make sure you guys follow along the monthly goals reports to learn a little bit more about how I'm using this in my life as well. And as you guys know, I'm about life mastery, project life mastery. I believe that you have to master each area of your life. It's not just about setting goals to make a lot of money or to, you know, have a really great body, but you want to make sure that you're making progress in every aspect of life because every aspect of life is important. Every aspect of life, they work together. And this is, you know, about life mastery. And my brand is Project Life Mastery because I believe it's an ongoing project. It's an ongoing journey to master anything. It's not like you just do something one time and you've mastered it. It's an ongoing process. And so I want to share with you guys this, how it works. Basically, the concept is that there's really 6, 7, 8, or 9 primary areas of your life that you need to continuously focus on, grow, and improve. And for everyone, it's different what those areas might be, but there's a few that are universal amongst every human being. You know, and for me, I'll share what mine are, but you can kind of play around with it whatever way that you choose. It's about you creating the life that you desire on your terms, not the life that I have or someone else, but what you want for yourself and your life. And so for me, the primary areas that I focus on in my life are number one, my body. And my body is my health and fitness. And by the way, those are two different things. You can actually break it down, one to health and one to fitness if you want. But there's a lot of people that are physically fit and they're not healthy, right? They just have a ton of acid in their body. They eat really unhealthy. They might look good physically or have great genetics, but, you know, they have disease growing in their body. They always get sick and they're not vibrant and having a lot of energy. So For me, my body is health and fitness, and health is always more important than fitness, okay? Number two is mind and emotions, your mindset, your psychology, your beliefs, and the emotional quality of your life. And that can be the level of happiness and joy and fulfillment and gratitude and peace and love and fun and adventure and laughter that you experience, or it could be the amount of depression and anger, frustration, fear, overwhelm, stress, all the negative emotions as well. So mindset, your emotions, that's the core, that's the foundation, everything along with your body. Next is your relationships. I categorize this one as my intimate relationship with my girlfriend. I've got an amazing girlfriend I've been with over 2 years now. Some of you guys met her on a recent YouTube video that we did, a live stream. Intimate relationships, that could be also if you're single, the pursuit of attracting a partner in your life. It could be your marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever that might be. Your family, I break that down into a separate area as well. How much your family is growing, the love, the connection that you have with your family, social friends and fun. Now you can combine this with family if you want. You could, shorten it if you choose, but I kind of separate that. My social life, the friends, people that I'm meeting, the fun that I'm having in my life, right? So again, you can categorize this however you choose. Business, your career, your school, your job, your mission, your purpose, whatever you want to call it. For me, I choose to call it my mission, my purpose in life. But everything, that would fit in this category of your life right here. Your money and finances, which is very important as well. That's separate than your business or career, because your career or business is just a vehicle to make money. But you can make a lot of money and still be broke. You can earn a lot of money, but still be, going bankrupt, because it's not about how much you earn. It's about what you do with what you earn, how you manage your money, having your money work for you. Very important. Financial freedom, financial abundance, financial independence. That fits right there. And then lastly, your spiritual life, your spirituality. And that could be your religion, your religious beliefs. It could be your spiritual beliefs about God, the universe. It could be your capacity to grow, to give. It could be your meditation practice, whatever that is for you. You got to decide what that is, and you got to make sure that you're making progress in that area, because we are spiritual beings. Hopefully you believe that. Hopefully you're not so stuck inside your head that you can't understand that there's more than what we understand and what we are. We have a spirit, a soul, something that's greater than ourselves. And so I choose to believe that. That empowers me greatly in my life. But these are the different areas. And again, you can shorten it to 6 or 7. You can make it more if you want. But you want to create a circle like this. And you break down, okay, here's the core primary areas of my life that I want to continuously focus on and improve. And really the step before this is you got to know, what is your ultimate vision for each area of your life? What is your ultimate goal? What is it that you really want for your body, for your spirituality, for your business and finances? What is your ultimate vision? What is your 10 in that area? Because if you don't even know what that is, what you're after, then how are you going to be able to measure and find out exactly where you are, right? So you got to have that vision of what that is. Define what that is for you. So for example, the process, the way it works is that every single week or every single month, I check in on each area of my life. And I have a vision and goals for each area. And so for my body, I say, okay, where am I on a scale from 0 to 10 in terms of where I want to be? Where am I right now in my physical body? And for me, for everybody, their 10 is different, right? My 10 is going to be different than your 10. For me, my 10 in my physical body is to be 170 pounds, 6 to 7% body fat, to have unstoppable, vibrant energy, to be sleeping 6 hours a night, just to be a total insane, fit, healthy machine. And, for some, that might be like a 15 for them, or it might be even less than that. But everyone is different. Maybe your 10 is to be 12% body fat or 15% body fat, or maybe it's just, a certain level of health or energy or vitality or body. Whatever that is for you, everyone has different goals and different terms and definition of what their 10 is. And so for me, I just did this process. I'll go through it again with you guys. But for me, if I was honest with myself on a scale from 0 to 10, where am I right now? I'd say about a 7. I'm in great shape right now. I do a lot of fit things. I eat, I'm very healthy. If you guys follow me on social media, on Snapchat, you guys see the juicing, the rituals, things that I do. But again, I'm not where I want to be. right? And it always changes too, because that's the path of mastery, is that life is a process. It's not like you finally get to where you want to be in life and life is perfect and then you just, you know, that's it. It's not how it works. You're always raising your standards. You're always raising your vision. There's probably once a time in my life where right now I'm a 10, you know, where my body is. But because once you eventually get there, you get to that 8 or 9, then your vision expands. You have bigger goals that always motivate you, and you're always driving to continuously make progress in this area. Mind and emotions. And again, it's your mindset, your beliefs, your psychology, your emotions that you experience. Well, for me, the 10 that I desire, that I'm after, is, you know, high levels of happiness and joy and freedom and peace and gratitude. And, you know, if I were to be honest where I am right now, I'd say about an 8 out of 10. I'm totally happy in my life. I'm very blessed to live the life that I have and to get to do what I do, but I know that I can still grow. I know I can still improve. And for me personally, there's never a 10. A 10 is when you stop growing. A 10 is when everything's perfect. And for me, in my books, nothing is ever perfect. Perfectionism doesn't exist. You know, if you're trying to pursue being perfect, you're going to be pursuing that forever. So I'm more after the progress. And so the highest I'll ever get is maybe like a 9, 9.5 out of 10. But usually my bar, my standards, my vision is always growing in my life. It's never stagnant. Relationships, you know, I put 8.5. For me, that's my relationship with my girlfriend. I've been with my girlfriend Tatiana for over two years now. Amazing, greatest gift of my life. Never met a better human being. So I feel very blessed for that. Still room for improvement. There's still growth to be made there as well. But you know, we've got a really great relationship. My family, I put it at a 6 out of 10. And for me, I've got a great family life and I communicate with everyone in my family, good relationships with them, but I know it can be better. And you know, I travel a lot and sometimes I miss some family holidays that we have or dinners. I don't always make it to my niece's and my nephew's birthday and things like that because I'm traveling. And so I want to improve that. I want to grow that. I want to spend more time. I love to do, like, for example, one of my goals is to do a family trip, you know, a cruise or a trip or something like that to really bond, you know, with family. Because I think sometimes when you grow in your life and you get busier, sometimes you got to make sure that, you know, you don't let being too busy distance you from your family. And so that's something I want to work on more that I can definitely improve. Social friends and fun, I put about a 6.5, but it's probably more. I've been having a lot of fun lately with my friends. You know, I had a great housewarming party here, a barbecue here during summer. I'd soccer and went to the UFC event that was here in Vancouver last weekend. But you know, there's still more that I'd like to explore with my friends. Definitely when I travel, that's where I have a lot of fun, or I'm spending time with my girlfriend, but I could definitely have a lot more fun in my life because I definitely spend most of my time in my business. That's where the majority of my time goes. That's what fulfills me the most as well. I get a lot of juice and it's, you know, fun for me, also, but I think I could balance out these areas a little bit more. And I'm more of an introvert, to be honest, by nature. And so I like to be by myself at times. That's how I recharge. So sometimes, like, I'm totally cool spending a Friday night just by myself, just relaxing and recovering and just, you know, being alone. That helps to recharge me for the week as well. Business, career, for me, that's 8.5 out of 10. I have huge aspirations for where I want to be in my business. My business, I'm crushing it. I love it. But what I need to improve right now in my business is I need to hire more people. I need to bring in more of a team. I need to bring in more of the management. I need to remove myself more from operations in the business and optimize things and create a better foundation of all the systems and procedures of my business and just really make sure I've got a good foundation in place to grow even further from that. And so definitely can improve there, but it's definitely strong. My money and finances, I put an 8. And like I said, everyone is different, right? For some people, making $1 million is a 10. Other people making 100K is a 10. Some people making $10 million is a 10. Some 100 million or a billion, right? It's totally dependent on what your vision is and what you want for your life. There's probably once a time in my life where making $1 million a year or being where I'm at right now was a 10. But now, you know, as I've grown, I have bigger aspirations. I want to build a business and be, you know, earning $10 million. I want to be able to give more, contribute more. I want to be able to grow more. I want to be able to build my business more and faster and build other businesses and do really incredible things. And so for me, that's where I'm at right now, is a 8 out of 10. Spirituality, I've got it as a 7. And for me, my spirituality, it's my connection with God. It's my, you know, my relationship with myself. It's my growth, the giving, the contribution in my life, the level of gratitude, the presence, the level of consciousness that I'm operating at. You know, for me, that's all my spirituality. And I've got an amazing relationship with God. I communicate every day, but I want to go deeper. I want to even expand that even further. I want to pursue, I'm doing a meditation retreat, Vipassana, later this month, a 10-day silent meditation retreat where meditating in silence for 10 days. And it should be a lot of fun, and I'll massively expand my spirituality in that moment, right? So it's definitely, you know, more that I have in the vision of what I want to accomplish there as well and what I want to grow. But by going through this process, once you basically, you mark off each area and you put, okay, I'm a 7 there, I'm an 8 there, I'm a 6 there, you got to be totally honest, because this is only for you, not anybody else. You know, you got to draw out the circle, be honest. You know, you might be a 2, you might be a 1, you might be a 4. That's totally okay. You got to be honest with yourself, because the moment you're honest about where you are, that's when you have the power to change it. That's when you take a responsibility and you can take the necessary actions to grow and improve that area. So be honest. There's once times for me, man, I remember my money, I was a 2. Okay, I have that somewhere in my journals. I was frustrated, man, my money was a 2. I was barely getting by, I was in debt. I was making, you know, $1,500 a month, barely surviving, living in my friend's living room. That was a 2 out of 10. My body was once a 4. My mindset, I was once depressed, and I was probably a 1, you know, to be honest with you, God. My relationships, I was once, you know, a 2 or a 3. You know, I've been there where this has been crap, right? And because I always measured it, and I always focus on how could I improve each area, I've been able to grow and expand the different areas of my life. And like I said, it's a never-ending process. But what you want to do is you want to be honest with yourself and identify where you're at in each area, and then you got a wheel like this. You got a circle. And now you can see, okay, what are the weakest parts of my life right now? Okay, for me, it's my family, it's my social, my fun. What can I do to bring this to a 7? What can I do this to bring this to a 7 or an 8? And I think, okay, well, one thing I could do is I could schedule a meeting with my family. I can plan a trip, I can plan a get-together, a dinner, a fun activity. Just by doing that alone, that can raise this from a 6 to a 6.5 or a 7. Right? Same thing with my friends. I can plan to get together. I can have more fun. I can create some structure, different activities, travel trips, things of that nature, and I can grow this as well. Right? If I think, okay, how can I enhance my finances, my money? You know, what are the things I could do for that? You know, maybe I can invest a little bit more money. Maybe I can earn more money in my business. Maybe I can read a book on investing or money. I can make little changes. I can pay off some of my debt, right? So those are things you could do. Maybe in your business or your career or your school, you could take more action. You could get resources or coaching or things that can help you grow that area as well, right? Same thing with your body, right? You can join a new gym or a workout program or a class or change your diet a little bit, or get into juicing or smoothies or whatever, you know, get a treadmill desk. Like there's so much you could do to enhance this area of your life. So you want to be resourceful and know where you're at and think, how can I improve each area of my life? How can I bring each area to as close as 8, 9, or 10 as possible? Because when you are living 8, 9, or 10, man, your life is amazing. You know, your life is at the peak. Your life is balanced. Your life has power to it. You're living life on your terms. And so that's the ultimate position that you want to be in, right? So hopefully this can help you guys understand this process and the power of this. And like I said, I give full credit to this to Tony Robbins. He's, you guys know how much he shaped my life. I mean, he shaped my life since I was 17 years old, and I highly recommend everything that he puts out. And this is something that, of his, that has really made a big impact on my life. And if I can share that with you guys and help you guys in your own process of life mastery, then that's my goal. That's why I do what I do. So hopefully this can help you guys out. I recommend to go through this process. I'm going to update you guys on this in my life every month as part of my monthly goals reports as well. I recommend doing this every week if you can. And again, just be proactive in growing and improving every area of your life. So that's it for this video, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Make sure to hit a thumbs up. Like this video if you guys enjoyed it. I really appreciate you guys. Make sure to leave a comment. Let me know which area of your life that you're the weakest at and which one you need to improve and what you're going to do to improve it. Okay? So I want to hold you guys accountable to that. Make sure that you guys actually do this and participate in this process. And then subscribe for more videos. If you guys want more from me, make sure you guys check out my blog, projectlifemastery.com. And if you guys want the courses that I have, I got a free course on how to build an online business. Just go to projectlifemastery.com/free course. We'll have a link in the description, but head on over there, put in your email. I want to help you guys improve every aspect of your life. And that's my mission. That's what I've done for myself. I'm still on the path, the journey, and I want to help you guys along the journey as well. All right, guys. So thank you for watching. Talk to you guys again soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.